homily for Monday, the 6th of June. This is the homily I gave yesterday at the 9 a.m. liturgy. It's about Pentecost. It's Pentecost. We celebrate the coming of the Spirit of God. Our first reading pictures the Spirit of God bursting into the lives of people. It makes them into the community we call church. Images here are decisive, and here you will notice what is portrayed is the Spirit of God coming into people's lives by shaping those lives. The coming is the shaping. We recognize the Spirit's coming in the life shaping it brings. This is God's Spirit. It's the same Spirit we see in Jesus, but now coming to shape the lives of people who had known him. That Spirit now comes to shape the love and desires they will find within themselves. It comes to stretch their love, stretch their desires, to stretch them all the way into the love and desires they saw in Jesus. They are being shaped and stretched into the very same love we will recall in this Eucharist. It's the love that says to us and to our world, take and eat. My life is given for you. Take and drink. My life is poured out for you. The Eucharist we share today calls us to becoming the love we remember and celebrate. Together, we are to become more clearly, more recognizably, the body of Christ. We are to become more and more enabled to say to one another and to our world, take my life given for you. Take my life poured out for you. Here, our words and images are vitally important. They tell us who we are in Christ. To imagine who we are here and now, and what we do here and now. To imagine them without the Spirit of God actively shaping us and stretching us into the love and into the life of Jesus. That would be to make of us perhaps religiously observant people, but certainly not the church, certainly not the living body of Christ. Without Spirit-shaped and Spirit-stretched acts of love, there is no body of Christ. Spirit and church happen together. Pope Francis has named 21 new cardinals to be created in August. I'd like to recall what he said to newly created cardinals back in 2015. Then he said, "Dear new cardinals, whoever says, 'I abide in Christ,' ought to walk just as he walked. Total openness to serving others is our hallmark. It alone is our title of honor. So I urge you to serve Jesus crucified in every person who is marginalized, for whatever reason. These words of the Pope could be spoken to the whole church, spoken to us. As church, we are there to serve, especially the marginalized, those put on the margins of society for whatever reason. Now, it is not news that we live in an increasingly marginalized society. Not only are the disadvantaged marginalized, but also those with whom we disagree. Liberals, conservatives, populists, they all marginalize the other out of their lives. It happens in our society, and it happens in our church. When we do that, we contradict and fight the very Spirit of God at work within us and among us. We contradict and fight the very grace poured into our hearts, enabling us to say with Christ to our world, "Take my life given for you. Take my life poured out for you." Let us then learn to give in to God's Spirit, the Spirit that is at work within us. Let us not dismiss others out of our lives. Words and images are vitally important to us. They tell us who we are in Christ. I'd like to leave us with an image of the church that comes from Pope Gregory the Great. His image of the church is the dawn. He writes, "The church is fittingly called dawn, because the dawn intimates that the night is over. It does not yet proclaim the full light of day, but it lessens the darkness and welcomes the light." Let that be our prayer for one another and our church this Pentecost. Let us become the dawn. Become the dawn for our community, for our country, and for our world. Let us be the Church of Jesus Christ. Thank you.